Hi, Yannick. I'm just going to piggyback on that last question there for the ECHL. You played almost 100 games so far in your career in the ECHL. And I'd like to know from a player's perspective, like what's the benefit of an organization having its own ECHL affiliate and of the affiliate being so close in terms of distance to the AHL team?
Well, like I said in French, I think it's going to help a lot of Quebecer to go and play in the ECHL in Trois-Rivières, and I think it's going to help also the young player that doesn't really have a bigger role in the AHL to get their confidence, to get ice time, to get some touch, and you know, and then after that to bring that confidence to the AHL.
And back to you and the AHL itself, like the schedule isn't out yet, but you know, most likely like Laval be facing three Canadian teams for the entire season. Does that, like, how do you feel about that type of schedule?
Well, right now with the whole pandemic, I think we're lucky to be playing hockey right now, and I'm really looking forward to start whenever we're going to start, but it feels good to be back. And then, like I said, just to have the chance to play this year is, we're really happy about it.
Thank you.
We'll go to Jared Book. Jared, you're up.
I know last year when we talked after you signed the PTO with Laval, that you know you weren't sure about the decision. You had to talk to DeJoel a bit and make that choice. With everything that's gone on since then, with the pandemic and everything like that, looking back at that decision, how do you feel about that now?
Well, for sure, it feels good to be home and to you know, face that whole pandemic thing close to my family, especially having a newborn 2 months ago. Just that it just ended up being a good thing that I decided to play for the Rocket.